You're listening to SBS News.
Russian bombers fired missiles at the crowded shopping mall in Kremenchuk, and flames erupted at the complex, killing at least 16 people. It's believed over 1,000 people were in the mall at the time of the attack, and many managed to escape, but more than 50 were injured. Volodymyr Hishkan from the Emergency Services is reporting people are still inside the centre as he explains the technical rescue process.
Now we work on dismantling constructions so that it is possible to get machinery in there, since the metal elements are very heavy and big, and disassembling them by hand is impossible. And now there will be a passage that will provide an entrance there for machinery. I will repeat once again, because a lot of metal hangs there and it is very heavy and requires special equipment.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the shopping center strike is a brazen terrorist act. He is accusing Russian forces of carrying out a calculated strike at the shopping center.
The Russian state has become the largest terrorist organization in the world, and this is a fact, and this must be a legal fact. And everyone in the world should know that buying or transporting Russian oil, maintaining ties with Russian banks, paying taxes and duties to the Russian state is giving money to terrorists.
Russia has been stepping up missile strikes in recent days. Elsewhere in Ukraine, the mayor of Sievierodonetsk, Oleksandr Strituk, says heavy fighting has put a strain on food security. He estimated that on Monday, only about 8,000 of the 100,000 residents remain in the city.
Systematically, humanitarian aid to the city is not taking place. The propagandist filmed as if some aid was brought and distributed, but it was a one-time thing to show for a television story.
Russia captured the eastern Ukrainian city after weeks of conflict, but leaders of the G7 nations have pledged to stand with Ukraine for as long as it takes. And on Monday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said its summit will include an assistance package agreement for Ukraine.
Our new concept will guide us in an era of strategic competition. I expect it will make clear that allies consider Russia as the most significant and direct threat to our security.
NATO also plans to change its language on Russia, with its last strategy in 2010 calling it a strategic partner.
At the summit, we will strengthen our forward defences. We will enhance our battle groups in the eastern part of the alliance up to brigade levels. We will transform the NATO response force.
United Nations spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the attack at the shopping mall is deplorable. Russia has not yet commented on the strike, and the United Nations Security Council meets on Tuesday. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.